Do you appreciate what time it is? But it's the only service this morning, and except if you're 11-year-old, Danielle, if you're 11-year-old to 16-year-old, you're welcome here tonight. But if you're not, go and enjoy yourselves. So you've nothing to run home to, seriously, nothing to run home to. And we do want to cast the vision, because I believe God spoke to me a long time ago and now, and I just want to cast the vision. Before I do, I notice a young lady sitting here. I don't think, have I seen you before or not? Well, it's a real pleasure for you to see me. And but it is nice. Could you tell me your name?
Shante.
Oh, Shante. How's that? It's a bit better than Eddie, isn't it? We welcome Shante. Now, you're sitting beside Claudette. I assume there's no reference.
This is my granddaughter.
Oh, dear. I don't know what you're clapping for, as if that's a good thing. Hey! I'm going to remind you of a verse, and you all know the verse, or most of you will know the verse, but I'm still going to remind you of it. Come on, shout it out. Where there is no vision, the people perish. What makes you want to come to church? What makes you want to come here on a Sunday morning? Is it just 10:45 till 12:30 or whatever time it is? I mean, what is the whole idea about coming to church? What is a vision? You see, in August this year, God really spoke to me in the sense of what God really wants to do in our lives. And I got excited about it because the whole day was taken up with God encouraging us that He wants us as a people of God to grow in Him. Now, I don't know about you, but I believe God wants to have a relationship with us and encourage us to grow more and more. And He spoke to me on one word, and the word was perspective. And here at the church, I believe we're all hopefully followers of Jesus. I don't know, but hopefully we are followers of Jesus, aren't we? We're not into a religion, we're into a relationship. Tomorrow, you know, whatever I'm doing tomorrow, I'll take Jesus with me. I won't take religion with me, I'll take Jesus with me. I thank God for that. And we really do need to understand in our Christian faith that we are in a relationship. What God was saying is take a fresh look at what your life is about and where you are supposed to be taking my people. Particularly speaking to me, where are you going to take my people? Because my job is not to make Christians. Nobody can make a Christian. A Christian is someone who admits that they are separated from God because of their sin. They then accept that Jesus Christ came and died for their sin and took your place. And the third thing is they then confess that they want Jesus to forgive them for their sin and to come into their life. And they will now walk the way Jesus wants them to walk. And that's important. It's not just asking your sin to be forgiven. It's saying, I want my sin to be forgiven and I now decide to follow Jesus. No, I can't make anyone do that. You can't make someone a Christian. It's an individual thing. But what God was saying, though, you need to look at the perspective and seeing something fresh of what you want to do now you have followers of Jesus here. And what God was saying to me was, we need to understand that, first of all, God wants to have a fabulous relationship with you. And we need to get excited that this year God wants to have an awesome relationship with you. That's His whole desire. And that's why He said, as Peter said, He's coming back. What's the point of coming back for someone if you don't want to be with them? You don't, do you? But God wants to be with us. We need to get excited that every morning we wake up, God wants to do something new and fresh and invigorating in our lives. He wants us to see, probably for some time, the goodness of God throughout 2019. And I'm not preaching prosperity to you this morning, because some of you are going to go through a rough time. In fact, James says, when troubles come, I want you to know you can know the goodness of God. So don't go away thinking, 2019, I'm going to be rich, or I'm going to be this, that, and the other. I hope you are. I hope you are, because I'll be there from the 10%. And I hope you really are. But what I'm saying to you is, in all honesty is, all God's promising you is He's going to be with you 24/7 in 19. Three things in the book of Acts where followers of Jesus did. First of all, they became followers of Jesus. naturally. Second of all, though, they went to church. And it was so important. Because God had an idea for church. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, would not leave a village or a town unless he established a church. Mary said, she's preaching this message for me. I'm just watching her lips go. But it's true, Mary. Church is God's idea.
Yes, amen.
Some of us need to understand and realize it. There were three things only followers of Jesus did. One, they became followers of Jesus. Two, they signed up for a church and got involved in it. They didn't just sign up for the sign of the church and come, they actually got involved in it. And I want you to get involved here in 2019. But I want people to get involved. We've seen some musicians here this morning. They're very involved in our church. I'm hoping we're going to have some singers here this year. Seriously, my vision, and this is the vision I'm casting, is that we will have this stage with singers. You don't have to be female, by the way, either. You can be male singer. You've got to be able to sing, of course. And you've got to pass the cadence test. But I tell you what, it's pretty easy. £5 note and you're in. It's simple as that. I want you to be integrated. I want Sunday school teachers. I want people to stand at the door and welcome people. And Linda does a terrific job. And so does Jacqueline and so does Claudette. But we need more people to help. We need people that if we have a Sunday morning and we want some coffees and tea, it's not always the same person going in. Listen, there is no such thing as that my job is any less value than somebody else's job. Get rid of that nonsense, because everything you do for God glorifies his name and extends his kingdom. There was a man so full of the Holy Spirit, absolutely full of the Holy Spirit. He was an awesome guy. But he attended tables. He had to go and get the soup out to the old ladies, the widows. That was his job. And yet he was full of the Holy Spirit. You're a Christian, you follow Jesus. Second of all, you, when I say join a church, it's not a club, but you're joining people where you can be edified, built up and lifted up. And I want to say one thing. Oh, I want to say lots more than one thing. I want to say one thing. I want you every week to go out of this church with something positive. Let's cut the negativity out, because anybody can tell me what's gone wrong with the service this morning. Anybody. I want you to go out there with one good thought, and if you haven't got one, I'll give you a list that morning to take with you. Let's decide in 2019 that we're not going to have everything that we want when we come into a church service, but we're going to take some good stuff out. And the best way to give good stuff out is to give good stuff. There's nothing better than serving in a church. You get a real kick and a real buzz. Seriously, I want you to be involved, because that's what the early church did. And it'll be more exciting for you when you come to church knowing that you're actually involved in church. But please get away from this idea that if you're just going in the kitchen doing teas and coffees, that that's a bit of a less job than someone standing on this platform like Kevin this morning, because that is nonsense. Because all things I do for God, I do for the glorification of his precious name. But I'm just going to encourage you. I'm going to go around. Because I want this year, God says, I need to look at things in a new way, because that's what perspective means. It means looking at something completely different. And I want you this year to look at a positiveness as you go out the meeting. If I was to ask you, can anybody name a positive already, I could give you three or four. The prayer time out here, just felt, let us say to Kevin, and people came out, and I got there with a positive, that, and I had the joy of praying for people. It's great to see Caroline Monroe here this morning. Some of you don't know the stuff Caroline goes through, and it's just lovely to see you this morning, love. Sometimes you need to step back and look at the bigger picture. Take some positives with us, for goodness sake. I think we need to do that in 2019. Now, if anyone comes to me and say, well, this was wrong and that was wrong, I'll take it on board, because we want to improve. But if that's all you have to say to me, well, I'm going to be disappointed. But if you say, do you know what, with all the stuff that went on this morning, I came here and I gave God my worship and I've just received so much. We're going to be givers this year, not takers. I'm going to change things. And I know time is going on. Please bear with me. So God just told me to take a fresh look at Christ. And the way I take a fresh look at Christ is I'm going to help you to be disciples. Myself included. My job is to make you a disciple. Go you into all the world and... in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So my job with this young boy who came in here, but Andrew's coming to our, it is Andrew,
Adam,
isn't it?
Adam.
Oh, I was close. But Adam came into our church and some months ago. Now my job now is to establish and build him and try and help him to build his Christian life. It's to help Adam go from Monday to Saturday in the Christian life. Because the third thing of your Christian life is community. You are then supposed to go into the community telling the good news of Jesus. That doesn't mean preaching. That means just living a life, because you have got a life with Christ. You are being discipled. You are working in the church. There's nothing greater than I used to be on a Monday morning when people used to say, what did you do yesterday, Eddie? Did you watch Sky Sports? And I used to say, well, yeah, I did, but first of all, I was at church. It's a great opening on a Monday morning. Because I did used to work sometimes, Danielle. Oh, I did. I did. I'm not like you, a student. Seriously, I've been there. I know what a student's like, so she can't kid me. So she's going to do some work next year. I believe it's her final year. I think of the 10% I'm going to be getting next year, Adam. Great. Right, do we really flow from an intimacy with Christ that actually impacts or influences everything I do? You see, the early church influenced the whole community. Did you know that? They influenced it. It said, and the Lord added dearly to those who were saved, and the Lord gave favour. All the people had favour with the Christians. You see, influence is something that we can all have. But it stems from a flow with Jesus. How am I flowing? Does my life flow that I can flow out? You see, you can't give what you haven't what? You can't, no, let's say it. You can't give what you haven't. So if we're not flowing with intimacy, we can hardly flow out intimacy. And Jesus was saying to me, take a fresh look at me first, how you can build your life with me, and encourage the people in that you are, that we can have a life with Jesus. A real life. We can build our life up with Jesus. Out of that will flow where you'll come to church, you'll want to get involved, there'll be an intimacy here with us. And what he said to me, do not worry about time. So I'm sorry, Lisa. He told me definitely not to worry about time. So we're not going to rush 2019 to get all this finished. Because what we're going to do is three things. We're going to look at Christ. And I'm going to help to try and build you up along with Paul, Tom and several other people. And we're going to look at the whole of our body. Why do I need to look at the whole of my body? Well, David's going to read some scriptures now. I believe it's David. Yeah. And David's going to remind us why, first of all, we need to have this intimacy with Christ.
First reading, Proverbs 29:18, 1-7. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teacheth on teaching.
So therefore, that's the three things. Therefore, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, and then present your gifts. God wants, first of all, for you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. In other words, you are to totally devote what you have. So what is our body? So that's worship. It's worship, and worship is what we do 24/7, using the members of our bodies. You see, you can sing praises to God like you did this morning, and then in an hour's time, you can speak dirty jokes with the same mouth. You can listen to the word of God, and you can listen also to stuff you shouldn't listen to. What God is saying is, I want to create such intimacy with us this year in our bodies, because with the same tongue, we can be nasty, and yet with the same tongue, we can praise God, can't we? And we're not trying to be perfect, because Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven. Now we want to establish a journey. God wants to unpack a journey for us. And this journey, he wants to be excited, not dull. And half the time, Christians find the journey of life dull. It's because we don't know the exciting God that wants to do for us. God is a good God. He's an exciting God. God has things planned for us that will blow us away. Because he told me, my eye has not seen, Ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has for those who love him. He tells me also in the Psalms, you know, that there are pleasures, I like that word, pleasures forevermore at God's right. So God's got pleasures and blessings. If we want to walk in the life, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to look at our mind, our eyes, our heart and our mouth, feet, hands, etc. How can I use them to God's glory? And the moment I do that from Monday to Saturday, I'm building up my worship of God so that when I come here on a Sunday, I can praise God. If we can do the next one, Katie, we can just praise God. Because praise comes from an act of a lifestyle. When the real meaning of praise or value can be defined as this, an acknowledgement of value and worth. How much value or worth do I count on Jesus? Because if I love him and think that God is the most precious thing in my life, I'll want to praise him. It's simple. What I don't think is of any value, I have no time for. Soap operas. I wouldn't watch one of those soaps on TV if you planted in front of me. To me, they have no value, they have no worth. So therefore, I don't take them any much on my mind. But I do follow sport. And I find that value and worth. No, seriously, don't I? And I do. And know what aggravates me? Is my wife will sit on there and then she'll get up. She will get up. Don't tell her this. She will get up and she'll stand in front of the TV like he's doing her exercises because she has to do exercises. I think it's a deliberate ploy. It's like going into a cinema, isn't it? You're sitting in the cinema watching a movie and somebody comes in late. And they just walk past you. And you're standing like that and you're trying to watch the movie. Which is why we want you to come to church early. Seriously, at 20 to 11, so you can be worshipping, praising God. Do you hear what I'm saying? And you're not going to disturb everybody else. No, it doesn't. And I'll just say to her, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? But don't tell her. Bless her. Love her. But God wants us to understand how much value do you put on Jesus? What's Jesus worth to you? And Lisa's just said everything. No, seriously, if Jesus means everything to us, this church will take off on a Sunday morning in praise and worship. Because the value of what you bring to Jesus is praise. David said, I will bless the Lord at. Why? Because David's value and worth was in God. And we're going through. We're not even going to go. It might take 2 years to do. We don't know. We're going to look at all aspects of our mind. We're going to look at the mouth. Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. In other words, be careful how you speak. How many people have said something and wish they could have cut their tongues out? Seriously, we've all done it, haven't we? No, seriously, we have all done it. Don't pretend we haven't. We have. I'm going to, with my friends, we're going to unpack what this means. And every Sunday morning, you will get a little A5 sheet to take out with you to remind you of the bullet points that have happened that morning on the service. So you can take it home and look at it during the week. I want to edify you, build you up. I want positiveness this year out of our church. That, listen, I'm now using my mouth to glorify Jesus. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You can't make a noise quietly. Let's go on the next one. Praise him. Praise him aloud with the congregation. How much value of his worth? I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright in the congregation. And we're going to unpack it. It's going to be an exciting series. Seriously, we're going to unpack it, what it means to worship and praise God with our mouth. With our hands, just shout, clap. How do I use my hands for Jesus? There's nothing wrong with shouting and clapping and doing it. Express yourself to God. Shout to God. Oh, you've gone too far. Now go back one up. You're giving them some stuff they shouldn't see yet. Oh, no. So, we're going to be unpacking that, seriously. By the time we're finished, you'll know how to speak the mouth, how to think. We've got to get our thoughts. My biggest problem is thoughts. That's my weak area, is thoughts. I have to be very careful what I watch. Because a couple of hours later, I can have them thoughts germinating. Whatever we fill our mind with will determine our relationship and our build-up with God. And I hope you're going to be encouraged to go in this series. So that's what I'm doing.
So that is the first bit. First bit, worship. Looking at Christ. How we live for him. Second bit is taking that into our church. Paul, who's come on as an elder, going to be looking at that very subject. Paul will be open to come and see you, and coffee with you, talking to you, finding out your giftings, encouraging you, building you up, and hopefully integrating you more into our church this year, so that we can build each other up, edify each other, and grow in each other, taking that worship that we were having a Sunday morning, that each and every one of us will be doing our part. So we're looking forward to what Paul will be bringing to us, and on the 20th he will be speaking to us on partnership and what that means as we welcome Tom into our family here. So that will be the second one.
So when Paul comes up, it's because you need to get to know Paul, and it'd be great, we need to get to know each other. It would be nice, actually, if we all went and spoke to people who didn't actually perhaps speak too much. And we become a real family. We become a real, real family. We've got some really new people coming into our church. Julia's come to our church in the last few months. Do you know what I'm saying? Get to know Julia. Now, some of you may not know Caroline, simply because Caroline has been so busy and things going on in her life. So if you don't know Caroline, I'm sure she'd love to come speak to you. She's not frightening. No, she isn't. Seriously. Just because our nickname's the Wolf doesn't mean to say that she's like me.
And the third one, obviously, is that we're going to go into our community. But before we do that, we need to, I believe, lay this out in prayer. And that is what is going to happen in the next few months.
We all live busy lives, and if you can't get on a Tuesday night, go. It's only once a month, the last Friday of every little tables, and there'll be information on the tables. You'll just go over to the tables, it'll tell you what to pray for. There'll be a communion table, which you'll go and help yourself and pray, a communion table. The classroom will be open, so if you want to just read your Bible and have a cup of coffee in quietness, you do that. There's going to be a prayer journal. I'm hoping Katie's been able to find the prayer journal that we used to have. She's nodding, so that's good. And if God speaks to you during that prayer time, we want you to write it in the journal so that we can look at it when the meeting is finished. 8 o'clock, 8:10, as little or as much time as you can give us. But one, that room will be open for you if you want to quietly come in and say, I need to have a word with you, Pastor, or pray, or whatever it is. So we just want to change the freshness dynamics and appreciate that some of you can't get out on a Tuesday night. We're hoping that will take off. Be good. Thank you. We will change the more we understand where God's mind, heart and feet and hands, and we walk in according to him. I believe things will happen. But one thing I want us to do, the perspective is positiveness. That we will give to God every time we come in. And the more we give to God, the more we give to God by our mind, eyes, feet, hands and serving in the church, the bigger impact we're going to have. In our own lives, not in our own lives, you'll feel valued and worth. You've got gifts. Give the giftings that God has given you to give. There's other programs on. We have prayer meetings. We have message church. We have other stuff going on. Tots and toddlers and stuff like that. And if you feel that you're gifting, you need to talk to the leaders, and they will certainly listen to you. They will certainly listen to you. Thank you very much for listening. It has gone on a bit longer, but we needed to cast the vision. Need to cast a vision, because without that, you're punished. You can now go home, hopefully positive, to thinking, well, at least we know where we're going. And I want you to come on the journey. And I want you to come on the journey. We will not force you on this journey. We just want you to come on the journey.